This recording, Panama 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's our story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily in an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice of New Square near Duke's Tree Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, and he was on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put her plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kid, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from a vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see in a dog or in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so she made her feel sorry for a beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy ghost began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma wasn't strong and huge, so it will take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her the relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that the vet was not diagnostic. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of a penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I born in Miami in 1987. I spent there like 20 days. My mom took me to her country, where both of my parents are from, Panama. I spent there the next 18 years of my life, grew there, study there, everything. Then when I was 19, I moved from Panama to Colombia, lived there for a year, and came back here to LA. Since 2007, I'm here. I started the career that I liked in 2006. Yeah, 2006. And it was a TV production. I studied that for a year down there in the University Latino of Panama. And I was just excited for it, but I couldn't afford it because I was paying rent, going to school. That it was pretty, in Panama down there, it's pretty expensive. It was a private university. And whatever you earn, it's not enough to pay rent and school at the same time, so I had to left school, and well, since then I've been just working. But I enjoyed like the time that I spent studying that. That was one of like, I don't like being in front of the camera, it sounds weird. I just like being behind the camera, like do all the stuff, production.
Bueno, esta es una historia para ti. Sarah Perry que es una veterinaria, una enfermera veterinaria que ha estado trabajando por un viejo zoológico en el desierto. Está muy contenta de empezar en su nuevo trabajo como supervisora en el norte de la calle Duke.